You are listening to Expanding Horizons, the podcast of the Unitarian Church of South Australia, a home of progressive spirituality and free religious thought and action since 1854. Views expressed in these podcasts are those of the speaker and are not intended to represent the position of the church itself or of the worldwide Unitarian Universalist movement. For more information, visit unitariansa.org.au.
Good morning to you all, and we meet today on the land of the Kaurna people, and welcome back to a real-time meeting for worship, and welcome to all those who are joining by podcast as well. So we are conscious that we are meeting on the land of the Kaurna people, and we honour their elders, past and present, their spiritual connection to the land, their ancestors and ours, and we pray that we too will be good ancestors. As you can imagine, it's been a full-on time at the Royal Adelaide Hospital where I spend most of my time. And yesterday I was wandering around intensive care following up a couple of my patients there where I spend a lot of time. And the Christmas tree star has a picture of Dr. Nicola Spurrier in the midst of it. So it is St. Nicholas's Day today, my name day, so happy name day to the leader, the spiritual leader of our state at the moment. So that's a picture of the Japanese garden here. We enter into this sacred time and the sacred place. Let's spend a few moments in silence as people are coming in, checking in with their QR codes and settling into this time and this place. The theme of our service today, maybe appropriately given this turbulent year of 2020 and more unexpected recent events, is loose ends, or a loose end. And there on the screen, for those of you here in the meeting house, is a definition. Something left loose, hanging loose, a fragment of unfinished business, usually used in plural, tying up loose ends. I wonder what that might say to you or evoke in your consciousness. The picture of on our screen is of some storm-washed kelp, intricately woven together, cast up on the beach. And that leads us very nicely into our prelude, into our breathing space. And very appropriately, given the theme of loose ends, all of our music today is going to be an improvisation on a theme. Thank you very much. Please join in the responsive words. We celebrate the season of Advent. This year seems to be all about loose ends and the unresolved, which we can bring to you, the still center, the mystery, to that which we call Spirit or God. And we respond. We bring our tangled lives into this meeting, praying that we'll be woven afresh to face all we have to face, and celebrating this community of purpose and hopefulness. I love to have what in some churches is called the greeting of peace, or I call it blessing each other in the holy human. So I invite you to please turn to those next to you, place your hands together in that greeting sign, pause for a moment and smile, and saying blessing upon you, suitably, spiritually and socially, present and distance. And we bow to you, all those who are listening via podcast as well. You are as present to us as we are here in this place. Well, I promised my colleague Caitlin that I'd put her hands up. I call her my hand model because I developed a short meditation which I use with staff and patients around the hand cleansing, the rubbing on of the gel or washing the hands. But we do a lot of this, don't we, as we enter in. It's a kind of a ritual now, a ritual of caring for other people. But I'd invite you now to spend a few moments, and you might like to hold your hands just open in front of you and to sing quietly in your own minds, but not vocally, these words, let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Not to that particular tune that we're hearing at the moment. Okay, so just singing in our hearts now to ourselves, let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be, speaking words of wisdom, let it be, let it be. So we invite those loose ends, we let it be, we are accepting, we are open, we are in the flow. Anthropologists have pointed out that as we in the West have become more lit up with electricity and screens and electric light, the more we seem to like lighting candles. So without using the microphone, you're welcome to share candles, joys, sorrows, insights, milestones. Or should they be kilometers, stones? Please be brief. Silent candles are welcome. I haven't met any noisy candles. Listening in silence with an open heart and mind. And as I serve on the SA Health and Wellbeing Research Ethics Committee, I'd like to light that first candle for all those who work with SA Health, keeping us safe and working in research and in reflection and in organisation. Well, as we have listened to these words from our hearts, we have been conscious of the family and friends with which we're interwoven, and I'm very pleased to say that at 4 a.m. at the Victorian border on the first, our own daughter Felicity with her husband Hamish and our five-month-old baby grandchild Clementine crossed the border to return to South Australia for a few weeks, which has been a joy. It has been lovely, but yet bittersweet to see her via FaceTime. It's lovely to hold her in our arms. So for all those who have not been able to do that, we also bring our concern and our care. So now we move, friends, to our reading. Now, it has been an extraordinarily difficult time for all those in the arts this year in Australia and elsewhere. A tough and challenging time for artists and musicians. Many of them have felt and experienced being left high and dry in the so-called gig economy. But this picture introduces the two artists from whom I'll be quoting in our reading in a moment. On the right on your screen is the Australian artist known as Illy. Alistair Murray, born in 1986, he's an Australian rapper from Ormond in Victoria. He came on the Australian hip-hop scene in 2009. He's won multiple ARIA awards. He's had leading spots at Australian music festivals, which have been absent this year. But during COVID-19, when he's been at home, this has been a creative time for him. And with the artist G Flip, has written and performed a song called Loose Ends. Loose Ends, which you can easily find and screen on the internet. It's a lovely short video, but the words, the lyrics, also repay a read. And you can't hear them that clearly as the music is sung. So the second artist on our left, G Flip, is a very prominent member of the LGBTIQ community. She graduated from Star of the Sea College in Brighton in Victoria in 2011. And in 2019, she was Breakthrough Artist of the Year in the Australian Independent Record Labels. She is a songwriter, a vocalist, and a drummer. G Flip, or Georgina Flip, formerly known as Croc Queen, is the other writer. And this will be followed by a reading from quite a well-known artist, troublemaker, activist, and street philosopher, one Yeshua Ben Yosef. Yeshua Ben Yosef, who is better known by his name JC, had a tumultuous career. He headed up groups like JC and the Beatitudes, Storm on the Lake, Temptations, Proverbs. He died suddenly and tragically in a collision between politicians and the church. His influence is still held today, and indeed his picture is up in our meeting house. Don't get tied, oh, don't get tied up. Won't get fired, oh, won't get fired up. Every breath was a memory in my lungs. Every breath was another day, young and dumb. Don't get tied, oh, don't get tied up. Won't get fired, oh, won't get fired up. Every breath was a memory in my lungs. Every breath was another day, young and dumb. Some loose ends don't get tied up, still seem real enough to touch. Made my peace with letting go, all those things we don't need to know, because some loose ends don't get tied up, some loose ends don't get tied up, still seem real enough to touch. Made my peace with letting go, all those things we don't need to know, because some loose ends don't get tied up. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring troubles of its own. Today's trouble is enough for today. So what do we make of loose ends? That which is unresolved. Things we trip over. Dangerous even, such as electrical wiring that is left loose. Maybe a power cable fallen in a storm, writhing and sparking. We have that phrase, do we not? The devil makes work for idle hands. I'm sure your parents said that to you, but I'm sure you didn't say that to your children. St. Benedict, the tidier up of the somewhat anarchic Christian monastic movement, wrote in his rule, "Idleness is the enemy of the soul." Idleness is the enemy of the soul. entity, we know well that sometimes having too much time to think doesn't necessarily lead to good thinking and good feeling. We also have phrases such as hanging out, hanging around, and maybe we picture teenagers or other people hanging around. Nowadays we can do it more legitimately at coffee shops, can we not? Well, Scotty from marketing would like to keep us very busy. We have a theme now that it's not good to study humanities degrees or become musicians or artists, despite the huge amount of income that brings to our community. But maybe we have our own internal Prime Minister cracking the whip from time to time, telling us that our life must be a coherent whole. There's that temptation to make for ourselves our own Facebook life. That is, not a life which really happens with all the mess and loose ends, but one which is always full of success and smiles, achievements, and at least last year, exotic holidays. Even if we're not on Insta, maybe we have our own internal Facebook life, where there is no room for tears, regret, mistakes, transgressions, sexual or gendering meanderings. Maybe we want all too much our own sense of brand and marketed life. That's not to say there is no room for regret, for reflection, for wishing things that were different. But suppressing things is all too different. So today I want to celebrate a less tight life. And if you're not breathing so easily at the moment, maybe after today you will have some permission, or give yourself permission, to breathe a little bit more freely. Part of living a spiritual and religious life is a certain amount of suspicion of the quick fix, the bounce back, the coming back. Coming back, of course, is a word that we'll be hearing more and more, our government having invested $15 million in a comeback campaign. But the danger, of course, in coming back is that we move on too quickly and don't integrate our learnings. So as talkative mammals with a passion for meaning, yearning for beauty, for truthfulness, for authenticity, for harmony, for integration and goodness, we have two systems working almost simultaneously, both within ourselves and within communities of people and within societies as well. This is what has been called System One. And this is part of our evolutionary journey, which is about quickness, the speediness of response, faced with a threat. We move forward in the way that either we've been trained to move forward and engage or move away from that situation, or maybe we follow our habits or where we've been before. This leads a little reward of chemicals in our brain. It's a shortcut approach which has saved our bacon over and over again. That quick-witted response, often portrayed in language as well. So this system one thinking, which I want to say has become way too predominant in our lives and in our over-caffeinated and overstimulated society, is something at best which works well and is healthy for our condition. But there is a system two as well, which is a much more slow, reflective understanding. It's an approach which wants to reflect and chew over issues, to step back, to reflect, to analyze, to engage, to seek to integrate learnings from experience into our lives. And that's not something which tends to be too much valued today. So we don't want people to hang out or be at a loose end. We have to be constantly doing things to give us a sense of value and importance. Karl Honorere, who is famous for his books about living more slowly and more engaged, talks about System One as engendering a whole series of false optimisms in our lives. And he says in one of his books, we significantly underestimate the chances of being laid off, divorced, diagnosed with a fatal illness. We expect to sire gifted children, outperform our peers, and live longer than we actually do. Maybe this quote speaks to me very powerfully in the work that I do in spiritual care and the Royal Adelaide Hospital. But the balance between the System 1 and System 2 thinking, he and others say, is way out of balance. And this over-optimistic thinking is called by psychologists the Einstellung effect. The Einstellung effect. I hope you feel impressed by that term. But it's about following those over-familiar fixes, and it also leads us to be too committed to habitual ways of responding and an aversion to change. This effect that we can see in institutions, including spiritual institutions as well, it can all too easily lead us into a tunnel vision. All the way along, what I'm seeking to portray and the idea that I'm seeking to put across is that loose ends can be a powerful corrective to an over-focused life. But that doesn't mean to say that we must live an unfocused life. As it said that if we're too open-minded, our brains fall out. A very challenging volume, but one that has been very significant in our culture, is one written by Ian Gilchrist from Oxford. And it's called The Master and the Emissary. And this is a reflection on the two hemispheres of the human brain. Now, he is conscious to avoid any quick thinking about left and right brain and what follows on from that. But he does say that the right side of our brain, the right hemisphere, is the place of imagination, of storytelling, of reflection, of philosophy. And he brings this into a wider reflection on our culture today in the West, which he says is much more focused on the analytical and that quick language-based thinking. So if there's too much of a focus on everything being resolved, everything must be tidy, there must be closure for everything, that can lead to a certain fragility in the individual human being, in families, and in communities as well. Of course, what would the self-help industry do without this focus on the instant fix and the lack of the embrace of that which is unresolved? So I want to argue for a sense of loose-endedness in the way we experience and the way we cultivate a sense of soul. And in that way, the words of our two artists today, I think, can be quite helpful. Some loose ends don't get tied up, still seem real enough to touch. Made my peace with letting go. All those things we don't need to know, because some loose ends don't get tied up. How can we make our peace with letting go? And moving through to the words of Jesus now. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring worries of its own. Today's trouble is enough for today. Well, the Jesus that I read about in the Gospels and experience in my own reflection upon his life and his teaching is someone who lived a deeply reflective life. And that's why he was such a wise man whose wisdom continues to resonate today in our culture, to comfort us, to trouble us, to disturb us, and to deepen that sense of who we are. And before this particular line, Jesus says to his followers, "Seek first the kingdom of God, and everything else will be yours as well." Well, how might we interpret that, particularly in a pluralist religious community such as this? Well, we might extend that out to say, to grow into a mature sense of who we are, to grow a mature community and a mature society, we have to have that sense of what we care about the most at the center. A sense of personal identity, a personal sense of having some things that we want to work towards in our life and cultivate. I'm desperately trying to avoid mentioning the word values, but I think you know what I mean. That word values can be a bit poisonous and a bit difficult. But they are those things that we hold dear. And I've had a lot to do in my life with organizational values and looking at the value often in an organization or a church between what we say are the things we care about and what we really do as well. This season of Advent, which is a traditional series about thinking about the big questions in the Christian church, I think can invite us to have a sense of identifying the things that we really do care about the most. And when we dig deeply, we may find out that they're not really the things that we want, and therefore perhaps we need to alter them or change them or add something to them to make them a bit more life-giving and more enhancing. So it does involve quite a challenge. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all of these other things will be given to you as well. And this does lead into Jesus' words here. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring troubles of its own. Today's trouble is enough for today. And Jesus is here saying, focus on the things for today. And I would say to the people that I spend time with in crisis, the past has gone. We can't find it. You can't touch it. It has gone. That's why we call it the past. But also, the future does not exist. It's true, isn't it? The future does not exist. It will arrive. It won't be then the future. And it won't be exactly as we expect either. Some of the things that we worry about will not happen. Some things that we do not expect may happen, and maybe if we're too over-optimistic, we'll overshoot the real meaning and miss the real invitation. So to bring this to a conclusion for us in this season of Advent, a season about the big questions and about reflection. May I encourage you, and indeed encourage myself, to step back, to value some of those loose ends that can lead you into a deeper richness. At the same time, to identify those things that hold you more closely together as a person, and extending that out into this church, this community, and into wider society. Tim Costello, the Australian writer and prophetic person, says that a healthy spiritual community must be committed at the core and open at the edges. Committed at its core and open at the edges. And I think that's a wonderful thought to take us further on in our gathering this morning.
When the heart is cut or cracked or broken, do not clutch it. Let the wound lie open. Let the wind from the good old sea blow in to bathe the wound with salt. And let it sting. Let a stray dog lick it. Let a bird lean in the hole and sing a simple song like a tiny bell, and let it ring. Let it go. Let it out. Let it all unravel. Let it free, and it can be a path on which to travel. That was from Michael Lunig's Prayer Tree, which was one of the last gifts my Dad gave me, actually.
Let it ring. Let it go. Let it out. Let it all unravel. Let it breathe. And it can be a path on which to travel. Thank you.
Well, we hope you enjoy this Expanding Horizons podcast. These podcasts are the intellectual property of the presenter. They can be used only with the express permission and appropriate acknowledgement of the presenter and the podcast used in its entirety. This permission can be obtained by emailing unitarianessay@bigpond.com. Please feel free to leave a comment or visit us on Facebook or Twitter by searching Essay Unitarians.